dissed me on a record.
Right.
I didn't respond.
Right.
I didn't respond.
Right.
Then he dissed me again. He went back in the studio again. I think he was mad that I didn't respond.
He found the
not that it didn't hit my radar,
right.
Because this dude owns half of the Source magazine. That's
right.
Why it hit my radar.
Right.
But my manager, once again, Paul Rosenberg, as we know him, tried to talk me out of it. Don't respond. It's not worth it. The second time he did it, I said, you know what? I'm going to let him have it. So I gave it to him. Two songs to his two songs.
Right.
Now this next time, now I already buried him. I put the nail in his coffin. I kicked the dirt on his grave. Now the dude, this is for speaking. Somebody please let me out. I'm done. And all the stuff that, you know, all this gangster shit that he wants to talk and Mr. Tough Guy and this and that. Let me tell you something. This dude talks about killing my daughter on the record. He does not want to take it there. He does not want to take it there. If he really wanted to take it there and take it on a street level, like he's saying and screaming and jumping up and down in his record, he would not have went back in the studio. But the mic can't fight you back, dog. The mic cannot fight you back.
Okay.
Not went back in the studio.
Where, all right. Can I just take it back to the beginning? Where the first song where he came at you, the jump off to this whole thing?
It's not a song.
A freestyle.
It's not even a freestyle.
I hope
to God he was freestyling, because if he wrote that, I really feel bad.
All right, let's see. I'm talking of Exhibit A, the first thing from Benzino. Did something happen to spark that between you and him? Did anything happen? I mean,
Andy, I swear on my daughter's life, I never met this dude. I never met this man, this girl in my life. I never met this woman. She is obsessed with me. I cannot understand it. You know what it is? I think, Angie, a lot of times, being that I've been out for, like, you know, the last 4 years or whatever, I think people are starting to forget a little bit that I came from the bottom. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I took those cards. I remember Denon, the con artist from D12, told me from deep the other day. He said, remember when we were flipping burgers at Gilbert? You was mad, you was always punching walls and breaking mirrors and saying, I can't get a deal because I'm white. I can't get a deal. I'm white. It's because I'm white. And then I took them cards that I was dealt in life and I flipped them. I flipped the cards and now I'm selling so many records because I'm white. You know what I'm saying? So I flipped the cards I was dealt. So this dude is a fat 40-year-old, shriveled up, wrinkled prune with a big puffy clown hair. Go take them cards that you're dealt with and say that in your rap.